What the heck is going on in the NHL playoffs right now? And what is going on in Toronto? We'll talk about all that on this episode of Locked On Anaheim Ducks.
Your Locked On Ducks, your daily podcast on the Anaheim Ducks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Anaheim Ducks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jason JD Hernandez. I've been covering hockey for over a decade. Thank you for making this your first listen of the day. And today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/LockedOnNHL. And when you enter promo code LockedOnNHL, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. That's Bird Dogs. And I've got my tumbler off this way. There it is. Can barely see it, but yeah, I got one. All right, so don't forget this podcast is free and available across all platforms. My personal Twitter is at StimpyJD. Let's get started because we got a lot to get to in a very short amount of time because I got to head off to Coachella Valley. Yeah, get fired up, boys. All right, so let's start off with what happened last night. What the heck happened in Carolina? Well, we had one of the longest NHL games ever. This actually was the sixth longest game in National Hockey League history between the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. That was game one. Just game one. Imagine if this series has a few more overtimes. Oh my God. So let's pick up first period. Carolina looks like they have this game in hand. They jump out early. Seth Jarvis scores a power play goal. Second period, Florida fights back. Alexander Barkov and Carter Verhaeghe scored. And then third period, Stefan Nason scored on the power play again. So Carolina's power play is working to perfection. And it's tied 2-2. Now, Florida did have their chances in the third to try to take the lead, but just couldn't do it. Carolina, they probably should have won in the third period. Despite the fact that Florida had chances early on, they missed the net quite a bit. Yeah. Carolina outshot them 14-2. Although Florida did have a couple of shots there. Then we go to overtime. Okay. Overtime. That's where things got interesting. Because the game could have ended in overtime. Could have. What do I mean by that? Well, there was a goal that was called back for goaltender interference last night. Yeah. This is a rule that is definitely not black and white. Ryan Lomberg had the game winner in overtime. Had the game winner. And then it was called back for goalie interference. Whoa. Okay. So this happened. I forget when in overtime, but it was in overtime. And it was determined that Florida's Colin White, you know, was in the crease, did make contact skate to skate with former Duck Freddie Anderson. And he wasn't able to play his position prior to Ryan Lomberg's goal. And this is Rule 69.1, nice, of the NHL rulebook. Quote, the overriding rationale of this rule is that a goalkeeper should have the ability to move freely within his goal crease without being hindered by the actions of an attacking player. If an attacking player enters the goal crease and by his actions impairs the goalkeeper's ability to defend his goal and a goal is scored, the goal will be disallowed. If an attacking player has been pushed, shoved, or fouled by a defending player so as to cause him to come into contact with a goalkeeper, such contact will not be deemed contact by the attacking player for purposes of this rule, provided the attacking player has made a reasonable effort to avoid such contact. So, this goes into an addendum because there was contact within the goal crease, which goes under 69.3. An addendum to that rule. If an attacking player initiates contact with a goalkeeper, incidental or otherwise, while the goalkeeper is in his goal crease and a goal is scored, the goal will be disallowed. And that's what happened. Colin White's skate bumped into Freddie Anderson's skate. And there was a little slight bump after that as well. It was definitely incidental. That one was super incidental. Did not mean it. But by that rule, no goal. So play continues. And I'm thinking, oh, and I was legit thinking, like, okay, it could have ended in overtime. It didn't. It'll probably end later in overtime because that's how these things happen. Oh, how wrong I was. Because the first overtime ended. Then the second overtime ended. Then the third overtime ended. Yes. We went past three overtimes, and I made the joke with a bunch of people, like, ugh, bunch of amateurs, only double overtime. And people were complaining, like, oh, it's too long, double overtime. Like, amateurs. Like, call me when you get to triple overtime, then we'll talk. Because I had just public address announced the game that went into triple overtime. It ended with 8 minutes left in triple overtime. My voice was super sore after that. Can you tell I'm fired up right now? Like, I'm ready to go. This is recording on Friday, the day before Game 5, winner take all. And then it ended third overtime. And I love H. Wade Minter on the public address system saying, welcome to intermission. I'm so, so sorry. He actually said, I'm so sorry to all the fans that were still there. Fourth overtime. This one went late into fourth overtime. And I think Carolina got a little bit lackadaisical towards the end of the fourth overtime because there was like 30 seconds left. I could tell that Carolina was starting to relax. They played back in their zone. They were trying to protect the puck to go to a fifth overtime. But off of a turnover in their own zone, Sam Bennett passed it to Matthew Tkachuk, and he got it just over the glove hand of Freddie Anderson. And that was the game winner. Carolina lost that game 3-2 in quadruple overtime. 19:47 into the fourth overtime. And I'll talk about former Ducks about on this game. We'll talk about the former Ducks. We'll get to that on the other side. But first, let's talk about Bird Dogs. Are you tired of sacrificing comfort for style when it comes to your activewear? Introducing Bird Dogs, the game changer in athletic shorts. Picture this. Premium shorts designed for max performance, combined with unparalleled comfort. Bird Dogs are here to revolutionize your workout routine with their built-in liner. These shorts offer ultimate support and flexibility, ensuring you stay comfortable during even the most intense workouts. And here's the best part. Bird Dogs are more than just workout gear. They're versatile enough to take you from the gym to the street without skipping a beat. Designed with pockets that actually work, and I love pockets, Bird Dogs gives you ample space to store your essentials while you're on the move. Bird Dogs are made with premium breathable fabric that keeps you cool and dry throughout your activities. Perfect for the trails, the gym, or simply lounging around. Bird Dogs are the shorts you've been searching for. Order your pair today and join the thousands of satisfied customers who have made the switch. Visit birddogs.com/lockedonNHL and enter promo code LOCKEDONNHL to get a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. Bird Dogs, where style meets comfort and performance meets perfection. Welcome back to Locked On Anaheim Ducks, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Once again, you're locked in with Jason J.D. Hernandez as we talk about last night's game that kept everyone up all night. That was a long game. Almost 6 hours. I just did a 5-hour game. I felt for everyone that was there for a 6-hour game. Oh my God. So let's talk about the former Ducks that were involved in this. I'm going to start with the Carolina Panthers. Freddie Anderson stood on his head for a very long time. No goals in the third. No goals in first overtime, second overtime, third overtime. He had a shutout streak of over 80 minutes. It ended up being 82 minutes and 4 seconds. Now, Freddie Anderson is no stranger to long games. Ducks fans remember this one because I remember this. I was ticked when it was brought up to me. Sarah Avampado, she's like, hasn't Freddie Anderson been here before? I'm like, yes, he has. And I was ticked when I saw this. Freddie Anderson, and I actually tweeted this, Frederick Anderson was involved in one other triple overtime game in his career. Game 2 of the 2015 Western Conference Finals between the Anaheim Ducks and the Chicago Blackhawks. And the bad guys won that game. The freaking Blackhawks won that game 16 minutes and 12 seconds into the third overtime. And I said, damn you, Marcus Kruger. When I saw that, I immediately went, oh, that game? That freaking game? Ugh. That just brought back some bad memories, and I hated that game. Never mind that I did not like the Blackhawks back then. I hate it even more now, but I really despise the Blackhawks back then. Ugh. Freaking Marcus Kruger. So Freddie Anderson, at the time I tweeted that, it was going into triple overtime. He surpassed that. So now Freddie Anderson has seen a triple overtime game and a quadruple overtime game, both of them in losses. I feel for Freddie Anderson. I really do. Because I think he was one of the nicer guys when he was down here in Anaheim. Like, nothing but good things was said about him. And he deserved better in that 20. He deserved better in general in his time with the Ducks. He deserved at least one Stanley Cup run in Anaheim. They were winning all those divisions. They were strong teams. One of those teams should have made at least the final and did not. And it sucks. And here he is again. Freddie Anderson on the wrong side of history. Again. That wasn't quite the longest game in Anaheim Ducks franchise history, but it was, you know, it was close back then. This one was the longest game in Hurricanes franchise history. And he just lost it. He lost both games. And it sucks for Freddie. It sucks for Freddie. And I know this is a Ducks podcast. We're talking about a playoff game, but this was such a historic playoff game that I couldn't help not talk about it on this podcast. And the fact that Freddie Anderson has been on the wrong side twice now, like it sucks. I hope he comes back in this series. Now, to be fair, in that series in 2015, he did come back strong. Remember, the Ducks took the Blackhawks to the limit in 2015. Like, they gave them everything they possibly could in 2015. And still, somehow, the Ducks wound up losing that game and wound up losing the series. Wow. It just brings back bad memories, folks. It does. That was a series where Anaheim had the home ice advantage. They had it. I mean, who else was there? Who was there at the Ponds that night? It was a long game. And for it to end that way, at home. Yeah, that's the other thing. Both times Freddie Anderson lost a long game, they were both at home at the Pond. And that was another game. Oh, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to. It was another Game 7 home loss. And it was at that moment when they lost to the frickin' Blackhawks in Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, I was pissed. I was pissed. I did not want to see Chicago win it again. No one did. I wanted to see Anaheim break through. I remember before the game saying, it's time. It's finally time to exorcise the demons. And they couldn't do it. Another Game 7 loss at home. Ugh. That was bad. And I think that one haunts Freddie Anderson. That was not a good Game 7 for him. I hope he comes back strong in this series. Someone else I got to talk about in this game as far as former Ducks. We got to talk about the defense. Josh Mahura played the least amount of minutes as far as defenseman, but still played about 30 minutes. Still had a couple of solid hits. Brandon Montour played the most minutes out of any skater in that game. 57 minutes and 56 seconds. That is, I think, eighth all-time for most time on ice since they began tracking it back in 99 rather. And Brandon Montour played every minute like it was his last. And he was putting shots on goal. He was desperately trying to win that game for the Panthers. I thought he would have won the game. I think there was a shot in triple overtime. He had a pretty good shot there. Didn't go in. I thought it'd be over by then. Did you guys know that Brandon Montour actually had the most shots on goal for the Florida Panthers that game? With 8. He led the team in shots in goal. He led the team on time on ice. He led the team in just about everything. Brandon Montour was on one last night. So you know what? As much as I hate it for Freddie Anderson, I kind of like it for Brandon Montour because another deserving player. And for him to play that long, yeah, good for him to get that win. I'm sure he's sore right now, but, you know, got to give it up. Brandon Montour, golf clap. Bravo to you, Brandon Montour. Bravo to you, sir. And finally, we got to talk about what happened in Toronto. This will go very quickly. Kyle Dubas is out as the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He got Das Boot. Ooh. Yeah. So after getting into shouting matches with fans in Tampa Bay, after all the rumors, you know, it is now all but confirmed that he's going to be out as the GM of the Maple Leafs. Yeah. How do you like that? I do respect how good of a job he's done, all things considered. Actually, I shouldn't say he's fired. He's not returning to the Maple Leafs. He's not returning. Yeah. He did put together a good team. He put together a team that was designed to win. They did win a round. They were expected to win against Florida. Everything fell apart. This might be the beginning of the end for the Toronto Maple Leafs because they're going to lose some people in free agency. They spent too much on a couple of guys. And now they're going to pay for it. Toronto, I think their window might be closing. As weird as that is for me to say, the window might be closing. I think they have 1 year in their window left. And then Austin Matthews becomes a free agent. Come to Anaheim, Austin. Come to Anaheim. We have the money. But now that he's gone, what does that mean for free agency? Well, that means the Ducks are really going to be targeting those free agents from Toronto now, aren't they? They definitely are. So Ducks fans might want to keep an eye out for that. All right, one final thing. I'm going to be a little self-indulgent here because I'm recording this right before I head off to Coachella Valley. This will be audio first, as always. It is game 5 for the Firebirds. For those of you that care about the AHL, winner take all game 5 between the two best teams in the American Hockey League, the Coachella Valley Firebirds and the Calgary Wranglers. Another game 5 winner take all. The winner will move on to the Western Conference Final. Yeah, I am hoping, like, I do realize that the show has kind of taken a back turn on the video side because of that, but I hope we continue. I really do, because this has been the most fun I've had at a job. And we'll be back with an episode tomorrow, and I'll talk more about that on tomorrow's episode. Yes, a Saturday episode, because I got to catch up. All right, that's going to do it for today's podcast. Once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't forget, this podcast is free and available across all platforms, including Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, ad-free on Amazon, on YouTube, and also on SiriusXM. Check it out there. You could follow me on Twitter at StimpyJD. The show's Twitter is at LO_Ducks. If you want to drop me a line, you could email me at LockedOnAnaheimDucks@gmail.com. And if you want to come out to the game tonight, I hope to see you there. Once again, thank you all for your continued support. It is so greatly appreciated. And also, thank you to all the Coachella Valley Firebirds fans that have followed along as well. Some of you have come onto the podcast. You guys are awesome. And to the Firebirds fans that have supported me all season, you're incredible. Love you guys. For Locked On Anaheim Ducks, I'm Jason J.D. Hernandez saying have a good weekend. We'll see you soon. Please remember to be kind to everyone else. Be safe out there. And Ducks, fly together.